بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaykum. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs from IRIB English Radio. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi from Islamic House of Qom is ready today to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
All right. We want to talk about the scope of repentance. How big is the scope and Satan and human criminals? God in the Quran has said whoever repents will be accepted. If Satan repents, will he be forgiven or not? And will human criminals with all the crimes be forgiven if they repent? This is a major question for today's discussion. And the second part of the question is that, is this compatible with the justice of God or not? Okay, shall we start with the Satan first?
Sure. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So, rationally speaking, and based on the religious texts, repentance is possible for every sinful person, or let's say even jinn, including the Satan. So it's away from the justice and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prevent any sinful person, any sinful being from repenting. So rationally speaking, Satan, all criminals, they have an opportunity to repent to God and to be forgiven. But practically speaking, is it possible or not? This is another question.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to the concept of tawbah, repentance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون سوء بالجهالة. The repentance is possible for those people who have done misdeeds, who have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bijahala, out of ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bijahala doesn't mean that they do not know that this is a sin. For sure, they know this is a sin.
All right.
According to the narrations, it means that it refers to the people who commit some sins out of vain desires.
Mm-hmm.
This is a kind of ignorance.
You mean out of vain desires, that is, they do not do that on purpose or something?
No, they do it on purpose.
On purpose, okay.
They do it, they know, I mean,
they know
when
it?
A person
okay.
lies, he knows that
all
this
right.
is haram, this is forbidden. But out of, vain desires,
uh-huh.
he commits that sin.
Okay.
But the question is that whether what is done by Satan is out of vain desires,
uh-huh.
it is beyond that. It is out of transgression against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we call it, toghyan.
Yes.
So sometimes some people, they commit some sins just to show that I'm transgressing the limits of God.
I'm disobedient. That's right.
So this is against the concept of, doing tawbah with regards to the actions done out of jahala. This
uh-huh.
is not jahala anymore.
Okay.
This is toghyan. This is transgression.
So such a person, I think, cannot, might not, or he himself does not want to repent
That's
anymore.
That's the point.
Okay.
And that is why there is a narration, I'm not sure how authentic it
uh-huh.
is, but whether it is authentic or not, it's been mentioned that once Satan, the Iblis, referred to one of the divine prophets and told him that I'm ready to repent. So that prophet told a story, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah told him that, yes, I will forgive him, provided that he goes to the grave of Adam alayhi salam and prostrate before the grave.
All right.
Meaning that, when Adam was alive, I commanded him to prostrate before God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the only condition for me to accept his repentance.
Okay.
The prophet told, that revelatory statement to the Satan.
All right.
And Satan said that I was not ready to prostrate before Adam when he was alive.
Uh-huh.
Now, how can I go to the grave and prostrate
mm-hmm.
before him in the grave? It shows that, Satan is still doing, still a transgressor. Yes. I mean, he's not ready to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And he will not be do so. And for sure, his sins will not be forgiven by Allah because he is the main source of all this corruption.
And that's the second point. Yeah, okay. That's the second point. One of the conditions for true tawbah, for true repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to make up the past.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this is one of the conditions for the perfect tawbah. So any person who is about to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, he regrets his or her past.
Right.
Then they should try to make up for the past. If there are some missed obligations like salat, like fasting, they should make them up. And if there are haqqun nas, rights of the people, again, they should go and make them up. Now, in the case of the Satan, we can say that millions of people in the history, they have been misled by the Satan. Is it possible for Satan to make it up? For sure not.
For sure
millions
not.
Of people have passed,
yes,
and they were affected by the misleading of the Satan. So we can say that although rationally speaking it's possible, but practically speaking, it seems that it's not possible. And third of all, when we refer to the narrations, we are told that Satan will be killed by Imam Mahdi or the Prophet after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This is mentioned in the narrations. So this is a kind of prediction about the future that mm-hmm. Satan will not repent and he will continue to mislead the people.
Okay. And for sure, God's mercy will not overshadow Satan and all its followers, isn't it?
Sure.
Even it's not for a person who does corruption on purpose, such a person may not be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So let's talk about sinful human beings differently because the case is different.
It's different.
And also the criminals, as you mentioned in the question. According to the verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all the sins provided a true repentance is taken place. Of course, we have some narrations that shirk, polytheism is not forgiven. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah does not forgive shirk, polytheism. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَى. Except for shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all the other sins.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, provided that a person performs true tawbah. And قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing sinful human being says that do not be disappointed of the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all the sins. Meaning that even in the case of shirk, polytheism, if a person repents and he becomes a monotheist, then he will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the point is that according to these verses, no one should be disappointed of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and even the most sinful human beings can be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, provided that they do true tawbah.
That's right.
Now, even in the case of the criminals who have done so many injustice, aggression, oppression, they can be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, first of all, we may talk about the practicality of this point.
Mm-hmm.
In the most majority of the cases, such a people, they do not find such opportunity to repent. Okay, because of all the wrong actions that they have done, usually, I mean, they are not ready to repent.
That's right.
But even if, I mean, let's say there might be a minority among such people who now they really regret their past. Are they going to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have different stories here. Now, the first point is that they have some rights regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and some rights regarding the people. So a criminal, he has done oppression against so many people. He repents. He is forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as long as haqqullah is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as the haqqul nas, the rights of the people, are concerned, this is another story.
All right.
So these criminals, although they are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the case of haqqullah, for their haqqul nas, the rights of the people, I mean, we may think of different stories. Sometimes they try to make it up.
Yes, compensate for that.
Go to the people who have been oppressed, try to make them happy and satisfied with them, or to do so many good actions and send a reward to them. So we cannot say that all the people are in the same line. For sure, the destiny of criminal, even if they, repent, is not like the righteous people. At the end of the day, they have done so many aggressions, so many wrong actions. So my point is that the door of Tawbah, the gate of Tawbah, repentance, is open to all people.
Uh-huh.
But we shouldn't think that, a person, a righteous okay. person who commits one sin and then repents
yes.
is like a criminal who has done so many wicked actions and now he repents. No,
okay.
for sure the cases are different.
Can we do Tawbah before, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
What do you mean? Like,
I mean, for example, go to the holy grave or holy tomb or holy shrine or something and do the Tawbah over there to that person to, we can't say somehow, we do Tawbah, we can't say before that guy, before that person who is buried over there. Can we do that?
No.
It's not possible?
It's not possible. I mean, you can do Tawbah next to the grave, but before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
At the final goal must be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, but the point is that somehow you should make it up for that person. Even let's talk about, righteous people who sometimes commit some sins.
Mm-hmm.
I have wronged a human being and now he has passed away.
Right.
There are some ways, like I do some righteous actions and send a reward to that person.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be next to the grave of that person
okay.
or any other place.
That's right.
Let me just share one narration from the Prophet regarding the fact that, as I mentioned, the door of Tawbah, the opportunity, is open for all the people. Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari says that a lady came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, and told him that, oh, the Prophet of God, a lady who has killed her son, her
mm-hmm.
child,
mm-hmm.
Is there any opportunity for Tawbah for her? The Prophet said, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if that lady kills 70 prophets and then repents, and then, he makes sure that she's not going to repeat, that sin again, and this is one of the conditions
okay.
of Tawbah, of the true Tawbah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive her.
Mm-hmm.
This is Mustadrak Wasail, volume 12, page 131. And we know that the Prophet himself forgave the killer of his dear uncle, Hamza.
Yes.
So the point is that, as I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to forgive those people who really, repent to him. But now the question is that whether all the people will have this opportunity
uh-huh.
or not.
Okay.
And the other point is that many people delay that.
Right.
And this is one of the traps of the
That's
Satan.
Right.
Because we are not sure whether we are alive the next moment or not.
Mm-hmm.
So delaying the Tawbah is another, as I mentioned, satanic traps for many people.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why, as I mentioned, the great majority of the criminals, they do not find this opportunity
okay.
to repent. And many of them, because of the fact that they think that they may do it in the future, but they never see that future.
Is there any type of sin that might be forgiven by the people around and necessarily not by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For instance, some sins that are related to divine realm or godly realm or something like that.
So anything all these sins are divided into two categories. Either they are related to Haqqullah or Haqqunnas,
mm-hmm.
the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
okay.
and the rights of the people. But even in the case of the rights of the people, the person should also ask repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because even if I, for example, backbite a person, this is Haqqunnas, but
mm-hmm.
at the same time, I have transgressed the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it doesn't mean that I go to that person and I ask him to forgive me, but I'm not repentant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for all the sins, first and foremost, we should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
mm-hmm.
and then if they are related to the rights of the people, go to people and make it up.
Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the most important questions regarding the scope of repentance, Satan, and human criminals. It was very kind of you, Sheikh. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you much, dear listeners. For more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. Also send us your questions and emails to englishradio@sinarabi.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن